Broad topics, broad minds, broad hosts, but not just for broads. This is Broadscast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougall.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's 55 degrees and cloudy in Southern California.
Yay. Oh, wait.
I feel like Kurt Cobain in the 90s.
You look like
I'm like all flanneled up.
Yeah, I am too. I had my UGG boots on this morning. I was
seriously
super excited.
Like 55 here. We're like, what do we do?
But here's the deal. Like a couple days ago. I had my cooling mechanism on in my seats, and now I've got the heating mechanism. Look at me having two things in my fancy car.
Your fancy car.
Fancy.
So let's get right to broad topics.
Okay.
All right. Sofia Vergara.
Can you say it the way she says it, though?
Vergara.
Yeah.
I look just like her sometimes. So she and her ex had embryos frozen. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like today in this weather. Frozen embryo. No, too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon.
But they had it and then they broke up. And so he thinks that he wants to have custody of the embryo.
Right.
But he says it has nothing to do with a baby or her baby, but lives were created. And mm-hmm. she says very simply, there's a contract that neither one of them could do it without consent. So
right.
I definitely want to hear from people about this topic because it's crazy. What do you
okay,
think?
Okay, so my comment about this is that there was a quote, and of course now I can't remember it, and I don't want to ruin it, but something about him saying that he has a right, that he were his parental rights and all this. And I am a believer that a man also should be participating in the process mm-hmm. of whether or not a child should be born.
Okay.
I know this is probably unpopular. It's not about not having a woman's right to choose, but I also think that we are very quick to dismiss a man's participation in that, yet
okay.
we hold him 100% accountable once the baby is born, but we don't always invite him into the conversation. And so I like the fact that he's challenging it. I don't think legally he has much of an argument,
yeah.
but I like the philosophical and the ethical conversation about why doesn't he have a right to this decision that she's making. And again, it's just a little bit different here with the embryos because they had a contract that they couldn't.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I'm like, you cannot have a baby with somebody else without their permission. And then I realize, well, that's my point. As I'm saying it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that happens.
It happens all the time. And I have always just had, it frustrates me because then women have babies without the man knowing or without his consent. And then we go after him for child support.
But there's a contract in this. I mean, it really should be cut and dry. There's a contract. All right. So let's move on.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you know, broad
point
topics.
Point made.
So this one's not necessarily mom related. But it's just too good to, you know, and Tatiana was all up in her panties were all crazy, you know, in a wad over this one.
Better than being in a bundle.
David Rockefeller, the billionaire philanthropist. Tell us about it, Kim.
All right. So David Rockefeller, he's on his sixth heart transplant at 99 years
99
old.
99 years
99
old.
People.
He 99.
He is gunning for the oldest person. I think the oldest one is 115 now.
No. Yeah. Oh, the oldest person
Yeah,
alive.
He wants to
not
be the
oldest person having.
No, he wants to be the oldest person alive. So,
because billions of dollars is not enough.
Yeah. And he's already had two kidney transplants. And so he says, one of his quotes is, every time I get a new heart, it's like breathing. Oh, it's like the breath of life is swept across my body. I feel re-energized and alive. I've made a lot of money in my life, but I've given most of it away. There's no point of having it if you can't share.
That's what something he said. But the thing he's not sharing, the hearts
with
people who are younger and healthier. Tatiana, give it to us.
I just think it's absolutely ridiculous. I saw this all over Facebook and I was just like, are you kidding me? He is 99 and getting another heart transplant. I don't think that's fair whatsoever. I think there's people out there that have not lived a full life and that are on the waiting list to get a heart.
Right.
So why are we giving it to someone who's
lived
a long life?
But how does he bypass, sorry, pardon the pun, the other heart people on the list? Like, does he pay them directly? Like, are they not, does he just show up at the hospital with like a big check?
Well, who's to decide who has more of a right to live?
Like
just because he's 99. I mean, he still is entitled to have a life. And to live his life, why are we discounting
yes,
that for
but
him?
Yes, how many people who are in their 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, like in 80s, you know?
Well, maybe he's getting an 85-year-old heart.
What?
Radio silence,
that's not supposed to happen.
Hello?
Well, that does make a little bit of sense that if he's getting an 85-year-old heart, you don't want to give that to the 50-year-old guy.
Exactly, and we don't know that information. What I find
that's why he's had six of them.
Well, somebody maybe he should get a different doctor. So, what I find interesting is that he had the surgery in his home. Did anyone not find that interesting?
Yeah, I saw that. Well, he's a billionaire.
I know.
You got money, and I feel like because you have money, you're allowed to just do whatever you want and get away with it, whatever you want.
So do you think that there's a breach of some kind of ethical responsibility that the doctors have? You think they're being paid off? Is that what you're saying?
It always comes down to the doctor.
Yeah, I do, because I think everything, unfortunately, revolves around money.
Yeah.
And if you could give somebody money, like, hey, you know, like, let me get that heart, I'll give you this amount of money. Like, that person, I feel, is going to do it because the world, unfortunately, revolves around money.
Okay, so do we know if the money, I mean, is it to the doctor or a hospital?
We don't know. All right. We can only judge without the information. Because that's really what makes great radio. So when we come back, Mother's Day, would you rather spend it alone or with the kids?
All right, and how do you follow up 13 years as a nun in the convent? That's a whole other story. But Mary, a father with 11 kids, we're going to hear from one mom's remarkable story. We're taking your calls at 661-298-5487.
Why should you become a broadcast sponsor? Broad multimedia exposure, including radio, web, iTunes, YouTube, and social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
A quick, easy way to reach your target demo, women. Exclusive, limited time only, affordable introductory rates.
Plus 20 years experience in on-air and online marketing. We produce your one-of-a-kind creative in-house, saving you time and money.
For more on becoming a broadcast sponsor, visit broadcast.com today.
You're listening to Broadcast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougall. Two broads with faces made for radio.
And your call is 661-298-5487. So Cozy.com surveyed 5,000 moms, asking them what they really want for Mother's Day. What would you say was the number one?
I was like, I just looked at the answer. Booze.
Oh, well. Number one was lazy day doing anything with kids. Number two, brunch as a family. Oh. Number three, relaxing day at the spa. And only 4%. 4%, teeny tiny 4% said they want to be left alone.
I never get asked to participate in these surveys. I would have said booze.
Well, I didn't know cozy.com existed, so there you go. So Kimberly Clayton Blaine, she is a licensed therapist, mental health expert, mom, and known around the world as the go-to mom. Do we have her on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Hi, ladies.
Thanks for joining us. So last week, you know, we're Facebook friends, and I saw that you had written what I want for Mother's Day is to be left alone. And I thought, well, she's got to know something because she's not just a mom, but she's a therapist, too. So tell me a little bit about that. And like, are those your feelings?
Those are my feelings. Yes. One of the things that I find fascinating about Facebook and how people reach out to connect with others, that's why I use it. Mm-hmm. I use it to connect with other moms and to friends and colleagues. And, you know, I think one of the things about Mother's Day, which to me, you know, is actually a kind of crazy time, because to me every day should be Mother's Day. You know, being a mom's hard. And it drives me nuts that all the florists are on, you know, high alert, jacking up prices, and I end up getting on the phone and having to call out, you know, on my credit card, all these expenses to send flowers out, you know, to all the moms in our lives, when I just think it's so highly commercialized. So, you know, I was really inspired to post that and say, you know what, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, and if everyone's saying, oh, isn't Mother's Day really such a great day to honor moms? Not all moms have the same needs, you know, and for me in particular, I work hard. I have many, many jobs. I have children, you know, that are very busy, and one with special needs, and I'm exhausted. And if you're going to give me the greatest gift of all, a little peace and quiet would be really lovely. So, you know, I spend Mother's Day with my kids, but I do ask when they say, Mommy, what do you want? Do you want chocolate, or do you want to go to spa day? They just want a couple hours to go shopping at Nordstrom.
Right.
So I'm going to take off in like for a couple hours and shop.
Right.
Are you alone in your feeling? Because I have a thought about it. But are you other people share your thought about wanting to have some time alone? Or are you inspiring a tribe to follow your?
You know, I think the fact that I'm acknowledging my self-care is probably pretty attractive to most moms, and I think that most probably feel the same, and they'd say it would be great for me to take some time to myself and do, you know, a mom-cherishing activity. I mean, clearly, I don't think that my message in any way is saying that I don't want to be with my family. I want to be with my family, but if my family's going to honor a day that's called Mother's Day and ask mommy what she would like for that day. In my particular needs, it's for, you know, a little peace and quiet and to do something fun for myself, which is shop. As I said, I work so hard, I never get shopping days.
Right. So you're not saying, sorry, that like, see ya, suckas, and you're gone for the day. I mean, you're talking about taking a couple of hours for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, to be honest, and I would love to ask other moms this question. Actually, I'd like to ask you two ladies. Do your children like to spend the whole day with you, or are they like itching to see friends or to get on the Wii or to get on the iPad? What do you think?
You know, Jackie and I, we have this debate. We've been friends for I don't even know how long. And I actually share your thoughts, Kimberly, that I too would like some time alone. And it's nothing to do with my son, but maybe it's because I'm a single mom. And so spending the day with my son on Mother's Day, it's just me continuing to do and be. And I think I too would like to have some time. And my kid, he celebrates me. He does great things for me. He gives me gifts and all that stuff. And then as the day progresses, he goes on his merry way and plays basketball or gets on the iPad or whatever. And then it's just a regular day, because I, like you, feel like every day we should be celebrating each other and celebrating who we are as people and family, and not just relegated to one particular day.
I mean, my kids certainly at a certain time, they're like, is this Mother's Day thing still happening? You know, I mean, it's noon, you know, I mean, hasn't it gone on long enough? But, you know, I'm a believer. I mean, I grew up and watching, you know, I'm one of 13 kids. So watching the sacrifices and the, you know, mom doesn't do a lot for herself. And so I like to use that day to allow them to see outside of themselves and to see, you know, that somebody else is valuable, which I know we teach it every day. But that particular day, I kind of like being, you know, oh, mom, do you want your coffee? And you know, and letting them kind of.
So do you sit on your couch and like in
no,
your
on
queen?
A throne.
Right. On your throne. And you let your kids wait on you hand and foot.
Well,
all day?
It doesn't necessarily happen that way, because it, I don't know about your kids, Kimberly, but like. And my kids, if they take a holiday to really act out, you know, it's those special days that are supposed to be the hallmark that they fight more.
Right.
It's fabulous. But
so, Kimberly, let me ask you a question. Are your kids, what's the age range between your kids?
5 years.
Okay. And what's the oldest?
13.
Okay. So I'm wondering if maybe as our kids are younger that, you know, that maybe as our kids grow, that we will have a different mentality about it. Because I think that as my son gets older, I will want to spend a lot more time with him, because he will be gone so much that I won't have. But right now we are connected.
Yeah.
Like, we are always together.
Right.
Yes.
But
so,
you're also
a
single mom who doesn't get a break.
Right. Right. You know, exactly. Like, and, you know, I think that it's just like Jackie said, with all the holidays, it's like their kids, it's the opportunity. Our children are smart. They sense.
Our
you know, all of a sudden we're preparing for this day that has expectations. And
right.
Children, the minute they sense an expectation, they it doesn't feel natural to them. Children are always in this in-the-moment state. And then when they sense the parents getting ready for this expected amazing day, you know, the kids aren't going to live up to it. And they know that. So as Jackie said, they're going to just kind of take that opportunity to go off the deep end. So I kind of maneuver it so that it plays in my favor. So I don't call it Mother's Day. I get in there and I say, it's Mother's Day weekend. Hey, guys.
So
it started this morning.
Fantastic.
It was awesome.
Well, we're starting right after the show then with mimosas, right,
Kim? Yeah, baby.
Kimberly, thank you so much. We could talk about this all day, but you can find Kimberly at thegotomom.com and also on Twitter at thegotomom. Kimberly Clayton Blaine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, you too.
Coming up.
All right.
We're
coming
talking
up.
Moms.
We are. We're talking moms who inspire us. Meet some pretty incredible women. Plus, we want to hear from you. 661-298-5487 on Facebook or on Twitter at Broadcast Show. We will be right back. Right, Kyle?
All right.
Adios.
When Broadcast was looking to relaunch our website, we knew exactly who to call, the team at Stark Social Media.
At Stark Social, they understand the importance of a strong online presence.
From marketing and branding, web design, and social media, the in-house team listens to their clients' needs and budget and responds with a tailor-made plan for your small business, nonprofit, or startup.
Stark Social's philosophy is simple: do good work, and they live by that philosophy every day.
Stand out from the competition and contact Stark Social Media today at starksocial.com.
You're listening to Broadcast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougal. They're huge in anywhere other than somewhere that you've been before.
I don't know why. I think I'm going to laugh at that forever. All right. So during the break, we had a surprise caller.
All right.
Should we just put her right through? Oh, wait. Actually, I have something, Kyle. No? I don't have.
No,
I do. I have something real fast.
She might be upset by this, but go ahead.
Okay. So I have a little something for you, Miss Jackie. It's a quick little something.
Okay.
Kyle, go.
Hi, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day. We love you. Bye.
Those are my babies.
Those are your babies. All right. Awesome. So that's a good segue right into the caller that we have.
Okay, welcome, caller.
Happy Mother's Day. Hello. Is this Jackie's mother-in-law?
Oh,
it certainly is.
Hello, Nina.
Her mother-in-law. Okay. And I just had a few little comments to make.
Okay.
If I may.
I like it.
Shocking.
All these mothers that I'm hearing about so far have younger children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mothers grow older as children grow older. But your feelings change, I think, a little bit, but you're always going to be a mother.
Right.
Now, I love it when my grandchildren come into my house and hustle and bustle and bound in and all that excitement. I love it. And other people would sit there and go, oh, no, more noise.
I was waiting for the butt.
but no, I think it's wonderful. And my son will come and pick them up after work or whatever, and he'll say, well, you ready for a little bit of a break?
Right.
And I'm thinking, no, I get too quiet.
Well, we could leave them overnight. I mean, you know, well, anything I could do for you.
That's why you moved closer. You know, hey, but Nina, let me ask you a question. So you're a perfect example. Do you feel differently now that your boys are older and wanting to spend time with them on Mother's Day versus when they were little kids tracing behind you?
I don't know. They always did things with their dad to please mom on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I always used to think, I'm a mother because I chose to be, not because I had to be.
Right.
And I don't need to be having a pat on the back every other day to say thanks for being my mom. I mean, like you say, you show it in little ways all the time.
Right. So you won't be sitting in Jackie's throne then, apparently, on Mother's Day.
I mean,
polish it for her, but yeah.
But at the same time, Saturday night, we're taking you out without the kids.
We are.
Yes.
And it's going to be wonderful and all that.
So we can say thank you for everything that you do.
Well, I know that, and I appreciate that, and I thank you for being such a wonderful mother to my grandchildren.
Oh.
You know,
and I have that recorded.
It's nice. You know, it's nice to say thank you for anything that's done nicely. But even when I have my rotten days with my grandchildren, I still love them.
Yes.
And you know, I'm sure they look at me and roll their eyes and say, oh, no, Grandma, again?
No.
You know?
Never. Well, thank you so much. It's just everything
appreciated. I'm appreciating this show very much. And it's nice to hear the young people talk about their needs. You know, the empty nest syndrome is very real.
Yeah.
And I never heard, when I read about it in college, I never gave it a thought. Yeah, right, sure, it's going to happen. Ah,
right.
Well, when it did, it was quite a shock.
Right.
You know, it's
And I still feel like my babies are gone, and yet I relive them not only through my grandchildren, but I see them, my children, every once in a while. You know, and I look at my two sisters, each one of them has lost a child.
Right.
And I think how fortunate I am that I have my babies, all of them, small and, you know, big, mm-hmm. large, grown, young, doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm just happy to have all of them around me whenever I can.
Well, you're a good mom and a good grandma,
yes,
and I know how much of a gift you've been to have you and your hubby moved closer to the
McDougal
clan.
They have been our gift. They are our gift.
Well, thank you for your call,
and
Grandma.
Thank you.
Bye,
bye,
Nina. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was so nice.
It is nice.
So we're talking about women who inspire us. So when I first moved, well, there have been I have to say, women throughout my career who have inspired me because I may be working with alongside them. Like, I have to give Lisa Kritos a shout out. She was the executive producer at Ricky Lake. She always, like, you could, her kids were first in everything that she did, you know, and she made choices. And I just have so much respect for her. And also Jill Mulliken Bates. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing her on the phone with her daughters, and I didn't have kids. And, hi, how are you? Like, she was talking to them like she... They were friends. Like, right. I just loved the kindness that, you know. But one of the first people was Denise Mark, who I worked with back in my NBC days, who just was a great mom. She's on the phone right now. Denise, welcome.
Yes. Hello.
So you and those girls, like, I first of all, I used to be your babysitter after work. We called it Viagra Patrol so she could spend some time with her husband. Wow. But Denise, tell me, like, I mean, your girls now are grown and amazing and doing such wonderful things. Like, what do you think, what is it about motherhood? Like, what did you do right?
Well, you know, well, first of all, Jackie, thank you for all of that. That's awfully sweet of you. And I was crying listening to all your kids call in. Aww. And that's awesome. You know what? I didn't think I did anything right. I, as you know, working at NBC, I worked 14 hours a day and on the weekends because I wanted to learn other people's jobs so that I could move up. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, back then in the olden days of 27 years ago for my first daughter, you went back to work at 6 weeks or you didn't have a job, you know. And so right. I didn't get to take 3 months off or 6 months. And in all that time of the girls growing up, I thought I'm not with them enough. They're not going to turn out right. It's going to be. So in spite of me, thank you for saying how great they are. They are. My daughter Hillary is 27, as you know, works with kids with autism. She just moved to Utah and loves her job. She was just home for the weekend. Kelsey is 24. Just finished her credentialing, and Jackie, she has an interview Monday morning for a job.
Fantastic.
So excited. And, you know, the fact that both the girls have patience for children with disabilities of every kind and yet have no patience for each other when they borrow each other's clothes. But I think, you know, very much like you mentioned about Jill, that calling her kids, you know, my kids used to call me. I had the last pager on earth because they couldn't call in the middle of an edit session or a meeting. So they would page me, and then when I had a moment, I could talk to them. And I did always make sure that I had time, but, you know, I don't want to sound goofy. It kind of took a village. You and Pam, who is now your sister-in-law,
yes,
but
yes.
You two worked with me at NBC, would come for Viagra Patrol and go take the kids, and my husband and I could have some time together. And the kids loved hanging out with you and with our other friends, and I have wonderful in-laws that were close by.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I hope that they... saw by example as opposed to me over always being with them,
right?
Because I do feel badly. I mean, my husband very much involved and there when I couldn't be and racing home before 6 o'clock because it was a dollar a minute to be late at daycare and all of that.
Right.
Stuff. So,
well, yeah. You've done amazing. I mean, and it doesn't mean that you were perfect, Denise, but as a mother with, you know, pretty young kids, just to see the relationship you have with them, and they always felt valued. And I asked your daughters a few years ago, and I was like, what was it that, you know, you feel like was the thing? And they said, you were always fair. So it's not that you were perfect, and it's not that you were like, you know, oh, everything's wonderful.
Right.
But you were always fair. And I think I've heard moms on the phone with their kids when they're at work, and they're like, I'm in a meeting, you know, and it's... They send that energy out, and I just think that your children have always felt valued. So thank you so much for your call. We have to go to break. I'm so sorry.
I know you do, and I love you, and I'm so proud of you.
I love you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Day.
We'll be right back.
See you.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Oh, we're still going to come back?
We're going to break.
We're going to break. All right. Today's broadcast is sponsored in part by Girard Cosmetics, a cosmetics line created for women by women who empower each other and strive to offer products that are luxurious, accessible, and endlessly chic. For a limited time, get an exclusive 30% off site-wide. Visit GerardCosmetics.com/shop and enter promo code BROADCAST and follow at Girard Cosmetics on Twitter.
And Whitening Lightning, a staple for Hollywood celebs and top YouTube influencers, Whitening Lightning's famous Dial-A-Smile kit is recognized all around the world as the best way to whiten your teeth in just 20 minutes. For an exclusive 30% off site-wide, go to WhiteningLightning.com/shop and enter promo code BROADCAST. Girard Cosmetics and Whitening Lightning. Easy, quick ways to boost your beauty and confidence.
You're listening to Broadscast with Kim Goldman and Sweet Little Jackie.
Welcome back. 661-298-5487. We are talking moms who inspire us in all different ways, you know. Yeah. And Tatiana, our fabulous associate producer, you are not a mom, but you do have one.
Yes, I do have one.
Tell us a little about her.
Well, my mom, I think, is the definition of a super mom. I don't think it's easy for any mother to raise children or two daughters, let alone do it as a single mother. Mm-hmm. But mom, if you are listening, you have done a great job. You have raised two daughters who understand hard work, commitment, loyalty, independence, passion, and unconditional love. I know I am older now, but I still and always will need my mom. For example, I had appendix surgery 2 months ago, and she flew out here through hell and high water, literally, to get here and take care of me and get me through my surgery.
And she lives in New York, yes?
Yeah, she lives in New York, and she just dropped everything and said, I need to go take care of my daughter. And that meant literally so much to me, just to see her face when I was laying in the hospital. And just know that, like, my mom's always going to be there for me through thick and thin. And that she'll always be in my corner pushing me to be a better woman. And though we are apart, Mom, you are where my heart is and my home. And I love you very much.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. it's a little dusty in here. That's awesome. I mean, you know, tell us, like, I mean, what's your mom like?
My mom is fun.
Yeah.
She is a fun person. She was kind of strict on us. I think I made her strict because I was like the rebel child. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And she's like, no, like, you need to do this.
Right.
But she has that fun aspect. Like, I would go away to college. My friends would be hanging out with my mom. They would go to my mom, or if, you know, if they Yeah, like some kids wanted to run away from home and they would come to my house.
Right.
And they would talk to my mom, and then my mom would have to go to their parents and be like, hey, like, she'd be like the mediator and like make the child realize, like, hey, like, you're a child at the end of the day and you
That's
need
awesome.
To listen to your parents. But like, my mom, she's just amazing. She would work long hours, right. And she works in a very demanding industry, yet she would make it to every volleyball game,
right?
Every single one. And she would take me to club, and like, it just wasn't a thing. Like, she had a great balance, and I hope to have that balance later on in life.
When you were younger, did you realize the sacrifices that she was making, or were you just like, oh, of course my mom's going to be here? And you didn't, do you think that you were able to identify when you were younger?
I don't think I was able to identify when I was younger. It was more when I got to college and I was like away from her and I was like, oh, like, she's doing all this stuff just so that I can succeed and have things better than
what
she
had. Some kids never see it. And the thing is, I have to say, you, my friend, are constantly making sacrifices and never ask for, well, I could speak all day, but why don't we just let this kid do it?
Oh, you little stinker.
Hi, Mom. Aww. Sam. I just want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. I love you so much. Thank you for all the stuff you do. Love you.
How sweet is that little voice?
He's the cutest little kid.
He is the cutest little thing. Thanks, Jackie.
Where's that tissue?
Where's my boy?
Room.
Give me tissue. You know, it's interesting. I don't see it as a sacrifice. You know, I see it as, like your mother-in-law said, that you chose this. I chose to be a mom, and I don't see it as a sacrifice. I do, as an adult, can say to you, oh my gosh, I'm busting my butt to get to where I need to be today. But I chose to bring him into this world, and it is my responsibility and my joy to be able to be as much of a role model and a good parent to him as I can. And, you know, I know you and I battle about this, about like me honoring my dad on Mother's Day, but I didn't have a mom growing up. My dad raised me by himself with just me and my brother. And I thank my dad all the time for sacrificing. And it's interesting because I don't see it that way, but right. I do realize what he did. And he would never, ever let me say thank you. He always kept saying, what else was I supposed to do? And my answer always was that you chose, you fought for me. When my mom abandoned us, my dad did whatever it took to take care of us and to provide us with a stable environment. And I do thank him for that. Just like I feel like you're saying, Tatiana, about your mom, like there's an acknowledgement that we don't have to do as much. And I'm just very grateful that my dad was my role model because I feel like I get to be that for my kid. And I'm pretty fortunate to be his mom.
Well, you're an amazing mom.
Oh, thanks.
And friend.
Yeah.
So we got to go to break.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, speaking of other role models, coming up, my personal motherhood role model. I think you'll think she's pretty cool.
Yeah. Plus our broad of the week.
All right. We're going to break. Be right back.
Why should you become a broadcast sponsor? Broad multimedia exposure, including radio, web, iTunes, YouTube, and social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
A quick, easy way to reach your target demo, women. Exclusive, limited-time-only, affordable introductory rates.
Plus 20 years experience in on-air and online marketing. We produce your one-of-a-kind creative in-house, saving you time and money.
For more on becoming a broadcast sponsor, visit broadcast.com today.
You're listening to Broadcast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougall. The most riveting hour of anything you've ever heard.
Ever.
Oh. Welcome back. We are talking with and about moms who inspire us.
Yes. Yeah, so I mentioned earlier that I grew up without a mom, but I have always had the great fortune to be surrounded by some pretty incredible women.
Yes.
And I get to take from and abandon some things that I've learned and have witnessed. But one particular woman, Joyce Frederick, she's on the phone, and she is she's my aunt. She's my stepmom's sister. And Joyce, you just blew me away. When Jackie asked me who inspired me, I said, Joyce. No question, it's Joyce. I think you have such an incredible story. You married your sweet husband, Jay, after 8 years of being together, and you blended a big family. And I just have always been in awe with how you and Jay managed to do that. So I thought maybe you could give us a little background, a little bit about how you and Jay managed to put four kids into one household and have it be acrimonious for the most part.
Okay, well, first of all, we each have two kids, and they're close in age. There's just 3 years between the youngest and the oldest.
Wow.
There are three boys and one girl, which ended up being a pretty good dynamic because the level of drama in our household was pretty low due to all the boys. because they were so close in age, it was really easy to do things together as a family. It's not like you had one child who was a lot younger or older who just didn't fit into the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And as Kim said, we dated for 8 years before we got married, so the kids really had time to develop their relationships before they were all under one roof.
And so, you know, I think that you and I talked about this. You know, I was always curious as to how did you how did you figure out how to treat each other? I mean, were there rules in the house? Was it, so you stay on your side of the house, I'm going to stay on mine? Can you talk? Like, how did you do that?
We were lucky enough that each of the kids had his or her own bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So each child had some private space. And we basically parented our own kids. I did a lot of reading before we got married about step families and dynamics, and it was clear to me that it wouldn't work very well if I tried to be a parent to my stepkids and vice versa. And besides, my stepkids had their own mother. My kids had their own father. So instead, if we had issues with each other's kids, we were bringing them up with each other, my husband and I, rather than going directly to the kid. It doesn't mean that we didn't deal directly with the other kids, but especially with issues or problems, we really talked with each other about it.
Did you guys ever sit down, you know, like in a family meeting and kind of talk about how it was going to work, or was it just understood? Did you have separate conversations? I mean, how did everybody know?
It evolved. We didn't sit down and talk about it. It just evolved. I mean, it was amazing to me that there was no kid conflict in our house, except my stepkids would sometimes just tease each other. But my own children quit fighting with each other, and they fought like, you know, brothers,
right,
before we got married. And once we were under my husband's roof, they're 32 and 35, and they haven't had a bad word between them since.
Wow.
So we were really lucky. And it's almost like the kids kind of knew that they needed to be patient and tolerant with each other, and they were always forgiving. So it was really quite blissful. We were very lucky in that respect.
Well, you know, and knowing you for as long as I have, I mean, you and Jay, you know, nothing really flusters the two of you. You know, it's like sometimes I want to poke you like, Joyce, are you awake? I mean, you know, you're very even keeled, and, you know, that's a very calming place to be. I mean, I like being in your house with all of the chaos in your house. It also just feels really easy. And that's kind of how I am with my son. And I think our kids feed off of that. So if you and Jay, you know, are calm and peaceful in your house, I would tend to think that that would be how your kids would be. So my question, I have one more question. So how did you make time? How did you make time for, in our earlier break, we had someone that said that she and her husband were on Viagra Patrol. So she always had someone taking care of the kids so that she and her husband could have time together. How did you and Jay make time together as a married couple and then not, you know, diminish the kids in the house?
We were fortunate that our ex-spouses were close, at least for a while, my ex-husband moved away. But for the first few years, sometimes we had all the kids, sometimes we had his kids, sometimes we had my kids, and sometimes we had no kids. It really worked out. The other thing is that for both of us, our kids were really the most important people in our lives. And I know a lot of people say that, but we really, really walk the talk. And we always respected that the other person's time and so on with his or her own kids was really about most important. But because we did have time with no kids, we had time together without them.
Right. Did you guys ever like sneak away? It's a totally different show, Joyce.
Yeah,
I think that's part of it. I think whether you're a blended family or not, you know, if the parents come together as a cohesive team and, you know, they're a united front, then it's hard to penetrate that. You guys had the benefit of having sane exes, which is one thing I thought was funny that you said to me. You didn't have any craziness coming from the ex-spouses. And I think it sounds...
That's huge right there.
Yeah.
But also, I love how Kim is describing your household as chaotic but also easy. And I mean, that's something that I aspire to be, one who responds and not reacts. Like, I'm a very reactive person. And so it's nice to hear... I think when you just respond and in an appropriate manner to, you know, the chaos around you, the kids kind of have that energy within themselves too.
Right? Yeah. We both have very long fuses. Parvis, I think, as I mentioned, we're second kids. They often tend to be more patient with life. And also, I think a lot of it has to do with expectations. Mm-hmm. If you expect your house to be clean and neat all the time, if you expect everybody to behave perfectly all the time and polite, I think that you're going to have some disappointments.
Yeah.
So I think you have to have realistic expectations.
Well, I expected you to be fantastic, and you were. So thank you, Joyce. We're gonna let you go back to work. Thank you for taking time out of your field trip up north. I really appreciate that. But thank you for being so great, and you've always been such a loving aunt to me, and I really appreciate it. And happy in your grandmotherhood. Joyce has four grandchildren.
Wow.
So thanks, Joyce. Have a great rest of the day
happy
and great weekend.
Love you, Kim.
Love
okay,
you, too. Thank
same.
You. All right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be right back with our Broad of the Week.
When Broadcast was looking to relaunch our website, we knew exactly who to call, the team at Stark Social Media.
At Stark Social, they understand the importance of a strong online presence.
From marketing and branding, web design, and social media, the in-house team listens to their clients' needs and budget and responds with a tailor-made plan for your small business, nonprofit, or startup.
Stark Social's philosophy is simple, do good work, and they live by that philosophy every day.
Stand out from the competition and contact Stark Social Media today at starksocial.com.
You're listening to Broadcast with Kim Goldman and Jackie McDougal, the most riveting hour of radio ever.
Welcome back to Broadcast, the most riveting hour of radio ever. So I'm kind of an open book. I've always, you know, a lot of people know my story. I mean, you know, you walk past me in the street and I'm ready to tell you. But I mean, I'm one of 13 kids.
I've always said in one ear and out onto Twitter.
In one ear and out to Twitter. that was a good one. But, you know, when I was three, my mom passed away. And about a year later, my dad got remarried. I was the youngest of 11 and my dad got remarried to a former nun. It was like The Sound of Music, just the singing and the dancing and such. But anyway.
Hence your clothes today, kind of remnant of a drape.
Thanks. But, you know, one story that they've never heard is the story of the nun who married a man with 11 children. Mary, hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good morning, Mary.
Good, thanks. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on.
That's good.
So, you know, as a 4-year-old, I have my own story, but now I'm a 44-year-old, and I can sort of, as a mother, go, what? Like, Kim, you
ask. Yeah, I will articulate what Jackie's trying to ask. I'm curious, Mary, as what possessed you? What were you thinking? I mean, to take on a man and 11 children. I mean, I know that you were a nun, and I'm curious if your faith helped you through that. Did you question what you were doing? Was it because this man had a wife that passed away, and
he was just so darn handsome?
I just am curious as to what was going through your mind when you made the decision to enter into that family.
I fell in love with them.
Oh, all of them?
Yes, all of them. They're like my own kids. I love them all. They're just special to me, and I hope I've been special to them.
Well,
I always felt that God gave me a vocation. I became a nun, and I believe when I came home, he gave me another vocation, and that was to help raise these 11 kids plus my own two. But we don't make any stipulation. They're all Morgans.
Yeah. Well, and I will say, you know, I don't think I realized until having my own daughter, who's adopted, mm-hmm. that it's not about biology. You know,
no.
it's more than that, you know, and a lot of people think you become a mother when you give birth, but birth has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and go ahead.
You do the same things a mother would do, and you love the kids even more in a lot of ways.
But did you understand what you were getting yourself into? I mean, I can't do the math that quickly in my head to know the age range between all of the kids. I mean, Jackie was
4,
the youngest
19.
Of three.
What? We were all within 15 years apart. So I was 4, and the oldest was 19.
19.
So you walked into teenagers, and, you know, we don't have to get into the dirty laundry or anything, but, like, that's a lot. That's a lot of kids. And then you had two more after that.
Yes, I did. I was blessed with two more.
So how did your parents react, though, when you're like, you know, I met a man and I'm in love and I'm marrying him and he has 11 kids?
Well, my mother and Bob's first wife were cousins, and I knew the family as a little kid. I knew Janice, and her sister was my best friend in school. And I didn't think about any consequences. I just married Bob.
Yeah.
And the kids came with him.
Well, the reason we really have you on here is because we've named you our broad of the week.
Woohoo!
What?
Our broad of, it's broadcast. You're our broad of the week.
Oh, I'm a broad now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a broad.
And our sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. People have been saying it for years, you old broad.
But our sponsor, Gerard Cosmetics, wants to celebrate you as well. And so we're sending you a lovely little Mother's Day gift from them.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, and I just wanted to say, as, you know, a 4-year-old who lost her mother and with 10 older siblings, and you can imagine, you know, how confusing that is, that I don't know where my life would have been had you not come in. And, you know, at the time I thought it was too strict. Man, you think my kids try to get away with stuff, and I'm like, oh, sweetie, you have no idea. I mean, she checked the mileage on the car.
Yeah.
So she knew, like, if I said I was going to the movies, and
my
if
dad,
I went
my
to the
dad
beach,
used to check the temperature of the TV to see how long I was watching it. So it's the same generation.
But those things help them grow up to be beautiful people.
But I'm saying, like, I don't know where I would be without you. And so I thank you, and I love you.
I love you, and I appreciate all you're saying. Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
We'll get your gift out to you. Thanks, Mary.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
To nominate a broad of the week,
visit broadcast.com.
That's it.
And that's our show. So have a great Mother's Day. Do whatever you need to do, even if it means booze. But make sure you take time for yourself and come back and listen to broadcast next week.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.